This is Fresh Air. Coming up, actor Bruno Kirby on playing a scam artist and a jerk. But first, pop music from other countries can thrill American audiences one day and go out of style the next. Take the case of Calypso from the West Indies. Until the early 60s, calypsos were regularly imported here and played on the radio. Nowadays, they're rarely heard, except as novelties. In the first of his two-part series on the music of Trinidad and Tobago, world music commentator Milo Miles laments the fate of the always topical calypso.
Take me, I am feeling lonely. Take me down to Los Hero, but don't let me murder no.
Take me, I am feeling lonely. Take me down to Los Hero, but don't let me murder no.
Most people don't know it, but calypso is one of the first forms of black music recorded in the United States. Back in 1912, a New York record company, hoping to open up new markets, auditioned a band from Trinidad. The visitor's name survives only as Lovey's Band, but they left behind this tune called Mango Verde. Calypso was a well-established form by the time it was recorded. It has 19th-century roots in two kinds of music played by lower-class blacks during carnival celebrations in Trinidad. The first kind was more danceable and meant to accompany duels with sticks. The second kind was ballads that included boasts, love stories, and comments on local affairs. In the 1880s, the white colonials decided that people were getting just too happy during carnival and banned drums from the parades, which forced changes in the music. By 1900, fans were calling the basic carnival songs calypso, and by the early 20s, a small but loyal audience for calypso was established in New York. You can hear echoes of New Orleans jazz in this selection by Sam Manning, which celebrates the sexual adventures of the mongoose, an animal introduced to the islands to kill rats, but which seemed to spend most of its time multiplying like crazy.
Listen to the story why mongoose fled from Jamaica. Listen to the story why mongoose fled from Jamaica. Mongoose and newspaper reporter took bed with the preacher's daughter, baptized her in his holy water. Slide a mongoose, slide a mongoose, now your name gone abroad. Slide a mongoose, now your name gone abroad. Mongoose went into Bedford's kitchen, took up one of his father's chicken. That's the reason he fled from Jamaica. Slide a mongoose.
One of the most curious and charming features of calypso is its obsession with current events. Calypso champions prided themselves on being able to make up songs on the spot about any news topic. Most often, these singing headlines emphasized wit, satire, and subtly subversive jabs at the rich and powerful or business scams. Here's a singer called The Growler complaining about how he was ripped off on a vacation boat ride to Grenada.
I went to Grenada on our excursion. It was the lion that put me in that confusion. I went to Grenada on our excursion. It was the lion that put me in that confusion. When I really thought it was a tourist boat, was a foolish sailing vessel that could hardly float. I had to put a life belt under my head, because the dipping of the sloop nearly killed me dead. Saturday night, we left about 10:30, but the whole of the trip was only misery. While we were traveling on the open seas, the excursionists were suffering bitterly. Women and children with the same refrain, all they were saying, ever me again. A man turned and said to his wife, look, we pay $6 to lose me life.
Calypso is the only really seasonal music style that I know of. You might ask, what, do they only grow them part of the year? But the reason most calypsos are written and recorded from Christmas until March is that they are intended for competition during carnival time. During this period, various performers trot out their latest wares in nightclubs called tents, from the old days when they literally were tents. The crowds vote on the best tunes, and the winner gets to be played during the vast road march parade, and it picks up hefty extra sales as a sort of souvenir of that year's carnival. Of course, this means that regular winners will have feuds with each other, and a good number of calypsos are put-downs of rivals. This is the celebrated Wilmouth Houdini declaring war on his adversary, Lord Executor.
Cable in the morning, send and tell them I am coming, so they better prepare for war. Cable in the morning, send and tell them I am coming, so they better prepare for war. Tell them murder, kill and slay, war declare at the break of day. On the lion and Attila and the Lord Executor, war declare.
Rounder Records has performed a great service by putting together a sort of Roots of World Music series with two volumes of classic calypsos. The first, called Calypso Pioneers, includes music from 1912 to 1937, and the second, called Calypso Breakaway, covers the years 1927 to 1941. They offer selections by all the performers I've mentioned, as well as other stars, such as The Lion, Lord Beginner, and The Tiger. Calypso has a wonderful directness and immediacy that contradicts its undeserved reputation as an old hat tourist music. It can even be heart-rending, like this tale of woe by Lord Executor, who describes his stay in the hospital after an accident that would blind him for the rest of his life.
A new experience that I had gained in a hospital where I was retained. A new experience that I had gained in a hospital where I was retained. By the blow that I received, I went to get cured, and the doctor sent me to the eye ward. As in contemplation I lay among the afflicted on the Christmas day. Thinking I was doing an act of good by helping a woman to chop some wood. When the wood rebonged, I fell to the ground.
Milo Miles is a freelance journalist who writes about pop music for the New York Times and the Village Voice. Next time, he plays us Soca, the contemporary calypso. This is Fresh Air.